Okay, good morning. We are on Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet. Now, just to go back, I think we skipped Si'if Gimel. It's a quick one. Im ein lo ela kos echad, if you only have one cup of wine to drink, manicho ad lachar hamazon mevarech alav. So instead of wasting it just to drink during the meal, you should save it for the mitzvah of using it for benching, for birkas hamazon. Okay. So now we are going to Vav. Si'if Vav. Okay. Ein mevarech achar yayin shebaseuda. When you're having your meal, you don't say the ending bracha of al gefen v'al priya gefen me'ein shalosh on the wine that you drink during the meal. The birkat hamazon potarto, because birkat hamazon poters it. V'chen poteret yayin shelifnei hamazon. So too, if you drink wine before the meal, you don't say me'ein shalosh before hamotzi, because you're going to say birkat hamazon, that's going to be poteret. And yayin is something that also helps your appetite, helps digestion, and therefore, or just helps the meal going. So therefore, it's considered as part of the meal, and therefore, you don't say a bracha achrona. You save it for birkat. You're just poteret birkat hamazon. Even if you didn't have any wine during the meal, you only drank it before. This we do all the time with Kiddush. We drink wine and we don't say al gefen v'al priya gefen. We just wait till birkat hamazon. Okay. Now it's interesting to point out it's different by liquids. When you drink water or other drinks before a meal. So they say you should definitely, any drink that you have before the meal, it's not like wine, because wine helps your meal. But other drinks that you have before your meal is considered not part of the meal, and therefore, you have to say bracha achrona, berei nefashot, before birkat hamazon. Okay. And if you already benched, so they say even before benching, you should say a bracha achrona b'rei nefashot. Even if you forgot before hamotzi, which you should definitely do it before hamotzi. Even if it's after hamotzi, you should still say a bracha achrona. If you benched, so then it's a machloket what you should do. Bir Halacha says you should still say it even after you bench, because the drink before the meal has nothing to do with the meal, and therefore has birkat hamazon has no power over it. Some say savi bracha sahako. Okay, let's continue with Zayin. Yeah, it just says to look it elsewhere. Okay. Okay, I'll read it to make everyone happy. It's quoted in the quotation Cyril Inyan Yain Shel Avdala Shalifni Amazon. Look it up later in Resh Sadi Tet. Zayin. Im Ein Lo Yain Vishote Maim Oshar Mashke. If you don't have any wine to drink during the meal, and you're going to be drinking water or other drink during the meal, juice, soda, ein levarech alehem. So you don't say a bracha shahakol and drinks during the meal, because you're having them during the meal, and then the hashivei kebaim mahamata seuda. So it's considered as having a part of the meal. Lefisha ein derech lecho belo shtiyah, because it's not normal to eat a full meal and have no drink. And in fact, if you're still thirsty, some say you can't even say birkat hamazon to be yotze birkat hamazon on a doraita level, because it seems to be on a doraita level you have to you can't be thirsty, because it has to be v'savata. So it's important. So the drink that you have during the meal is part of the meal. V'af yain lo yatzarich beracha lefanav alifnei shu chashuv koveya bracha leatzmo. Yain is separate. We say birpir gefen, because it's extra chashuv. The Shira, Karbanos, has a special bracha. So we know Yain has a special status. So during the meal, if you have your first cup of wine, you say Bere Pira Gefen. But for drinking, you don't say Shehakol. For other drinks. Not so important. They don't get their special bracha during the meal. Even if you're thirsty before the meal started, Kivan shelo ratzal ishtot az, you didn't want to drink beforehand, Kedei shelo yaziku lo amayim, so that the water doesn't bother you. Nimtza ki shtiyat amayim v'sibat hapati upat potertam. Whereas the point is that when you drink during a meal, it's always related to the meal, and the bread is poteret. When you say hamotzi, it goes on the drink as well. V'yesh omrim l'varech alav al amayim shebeseuda. Now there are those who argue, okay? Machloket rishonim, and so therefore v'yesh machmirim od l'varech aleihem b'chol pam v'stamanim lachu b'chol pam. And they even say you say a bracha on every drink during the meal, because the meal, the drinking is really not part of the meal, and every time you're having another drink, you're changing your mind. You weren't planning to keep on drinking. Some say it's healthier not even to drink during the meal. So you wouldn't say, so according to this opinion, you don't say shahakol or bereinu fashot. The harotze listafek minasafek. So the halacha follows the first opinion, that you don't say shahakol, you don't say bereinu fashot. But if you want to get out of a safek, to be yotze all the rishonim, so what do? Yeshev kodem netila bimkom seuda. So you can't have a shinoi, change your place, shinoi makom. So wherever you're going to eat your meal, before you wash your hands and before you say amotzi, you're going to have a little bit to drink. Lechatchila, it's before you wash your hands, but yeah, it could even be after you wash your hands. V'yivarech al dat lishtot betoch seudato. And then what do? You have a sip of your drink before you say hamotzi. Hagav v'amin nakisvar rishona. So the minag and the halacha is certainly like the first opinion. You don't have to be strict. You don't have to do this chumra, but there is such a chumra, and obviously it's a good thing to do, but they point out, the poskim point out, if you're trying to get yourself out of a machloket, so what you want to do is, if you are going to drink some water or juice before the meal, so you have to make sure it's less than a revi'it of drink. And some say even less than a kazayit. Because once you have a revi'it, now it could be that you should have to say another bracha achrona beforehand. So it's not a good idea to try and be machmer and drink a revit. That's not the way to do it.
What if you need to drink water? Say you come home, say in the case you come, you need to drink water.
No, so if you want to drink water beforehand, you're allowed to.
And you say grain of mushrooms?
So if you're having it, so According to the Mishnah Berurah, generally speaking, if you anything you drink before the meal, you would say berei nafashos beforehand, before you start hamotzi. Now, obviously, this is only when it comes to water. You're only going to say a bracha. You're only going to use this as a chumrah, and you're only going to say a bracha shahakol on water if you are thirsty. If you're just doing it so that you're trying to say the bracha beforehand, it doesn't help because you don't say water. You don't say a bracha on water if you're not actually thirsty for water. Another eitzah, if you want to be a machmer, is just to have some wine during the meal. And when you say wine during the meal, and you have a mind, all drinks. Okay. Chet. Al yayin shebetoch hamazon ko echad ve'echad mevarech la'atzmo afilo hesebu yachad. Delo yecholin la'anot amen. Now what happens during the meal? You're sitting with your friends during the meal, you bring out a bottle of wine, everyone wants to have a sip of wine, and everyone needs to say Bere Priya Geffen. So should you have one person say it for everybody, or should everyone say their own Bere Priya Geffen? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's very simple. Everyone must say their own Bere Priya Geffen, and you cannot have in mind to be motzi other people. And no one should have kavanah to be yotzi through you. Normally we say Varova Amhadra Melech, but here in the middle of a meal, we don't want people to answer Amen. Now you could say the bracha out loud, and those who say Amen, Amen, but when you're having a mind to be motzi other people, everyone's going to make sure they say Amen. And the problem is, we don't want people to have food in their mouth and speaking and answering Amen, so that people don't choke. So therefore, the halacha is straight across the board according to the Shulchan Aruch, that when you say hagafen, everyone says their own bracha during the meal for hagafen. Haga, now the Rama argues, and he says, v'yesh armim di'im amar lehem savri rabotai, v'yishamu v'yichavnu labracha, v'lo yechalu az v'yanu amen, echa mevarech l'chulam. So then he says, however, Shulchan Aruch is correct, but if you say the word Savir Maranan, and you pause and you make sure everyone gets a chance to swallow what's in their mouth, then, since you warned everyone, you can have in mind to be motzi everyone, and everyone else could have a mind to be yotzi through you, and one could say the bracha for everybody. And he says that's the custom. And he continues, V'yomar savri rabotai, retzino lomar savri matem matzet v'racha zo, v'lo yomar v'shut rabotai. So then he says, so what does that mean? What's the kavana? The perusha milim? Savri is basically telling you, guys, savri maranan, if you want to think to be yotzei the mitzvah, listen carefully. Yotzei the bracha of a gefen, listen carefully. And you don't say also b'shut rabotai, you say one or the other. V'chein kol makom shemevarchin al yayin. And therefore, any time we say b'repri agefen, there's a custom to say sari rabotai or sari maranan. Al yayin mishum birkat hayayin shebetoch hasuda ein omrim b'shut el esavri mitam shenidber. So because there became a custom to say sari rabotai during the meal for wine, that's stuck, that any time you have wine, this is the reason for saying Sarvi Maranan. Let's say some people say it before Kiddush, or other times, when everyone says Sarvi Maranan, this is the reason. Because it might come to a case where, I mean, it's similar to a case where a person might want to have wine with other people during a meal. That's the opinion of that the Rama quotes from the Shiboli Halakot. Now, there is other reasons. Now, first, just to say, we all know that there's a custom to say birshut before bread, before other things. So where does that come from? So one is pashtut. Whether you say savri or birshut, it's one reason given is because you're saying it for somebody else, and you want to make sure the other person is paying attention and listening, and is going to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. But what else is it? They say when it comes to there are certain things it could be Birkat HaMazon, even anything that someone honors you to say for other people, there's a custom to say Birshut. Why? Because it's an act of anava, of humility. You're saying, you're basically asking them, do you give me permission? Or you're telling them, or the other tzad is, you're telling them that you're acknowledging that they gave you permission because they told you to say it, and then you're asking though, but also in Shamayim, are they asking that I'm ra'ui and appropriate to say the bracha for all of you? So it happens to be based on this midrash, it says really you should answer Shamayim. That was the midrash. Is that when someone says, and that's the custom by the Sfarim, many times when they get up to say the bracha for people, it's common by, let's say, shofar, halal, they say, Birshut Morai Varabotai, and the kahal answers, Shamayim. And that's really where it comes from. The katamazan, they answer Shamayim. Shamayim means that the people are answering, don't worry, not only do we give you permission, but mean a Shamayim. Even in Shamayim, they're masking that you're ra'ui and that you should go ahead and say and be motzias. So that's where that comes from. Now, what about Sarvi Maranan? So we just had one reason given by the Rama. Now there's several other reasons, and they're all based on not just the word Sarvi Maranan, but it's all based on Sarvi Maranan Sarvi Maranan L'chaim. That the custom by many is the one who's leading says Sarvi Maranan, and they answer L'chaim. So the ikar of the following reasons is all based on we really want a chance for the people to say L'chaim. Or the guy who says Savri is alluding to this expression of L'chaim. And I know many don't answer among Ashkenazim. It's not the custom by many. But it's at least alluding to this phrase. And he just has to, it's like the key on word. You say, you start off the beginning of the song or whatever it is, and everyone knows how to continue. So you mention Sarvi Maranan, and at least they know that it's referring to L'chaim. So what is L'chaim? So it's brought down in the Rishonim, a couple different, or early Achronim, a couple different reasons that are given. One is We know that yayin can lead to getting shikr, getting drunk. And that's not a good thing. And bad things can come out of it, even death. But negative things can come out of that. So we're telling everybody, listen, we're drinking to have a cup of wine or a few cups of wine, but we're not doing it to get drunk. And it should be l'simcha or l'chaim, and not for and not negative. Now, another thing they say is because this is brought down in the Bach that before a person who's chayav misa from Beis Din, they used to drink him wine. Give him wine to drink to get a little sugar, to make it a little easier for him. And, or also there's a custom that we give, it's from Mishlei, we give a person who's an avel, we give him wine to drink, to make it easier for him. So we know that wine is given to help once in a while. It should not be, you know, obviously no addictions, but it should be used once in a while for a good purpose, to ease off some pain. And so it's often given in times of death. So this is l'chaim. We just want to point out that there's nothing wrong going on, and it shouldn't be a bad sign. Yain, it should be l'chaim. They also point out by Noach, that by Noach he got drunk, and from him came curse to the world, and l'chaim is opposite curse. Eitz Hadas, also one of the possible fruits was anavim, and that's also brought death to the world. And also a piso, there's something in saying those two words of Savri Maranan. Okay. And just as an aside, not that it's so relevant to here, but there's a famous custom by clinking glasses when people drink wine. So one of the possible reasons given from drinking wine is because, and this is actually brought down in the Achronim, that one of the reasons is because people used to kill each other with wine. They used to pretend to be nice to someone, and then they would offer him wine, and then sneak him some poison, and the person would die. So before you have wine, because it was often used by wine in particular. So by wine, when you drink wine, that's another reason given. As you say, no, it's l'chaim. It shouldn't, you know, we don't want wine to have anything bad. And so that's why some people, that's the custom from clinking glasses, because they used to fill up the glasses with wine, and they used to hit it enough to each other that it would splash from one to another. So this way you would end up drinking from each other's, and as long as no one's going to kill themselves. So if you do that, it's people used to actually pour some in. Different pshatim, what used to be done.
Pointing out that this was a Roman custom.
A Roman custom. Jewish custom. Correct. That's why, okay, good. Roman custom, okay. That's the original source.
The original antithesis. Famous Romans, I come in peace, but I'm here to kill you.
I mean, someone else I saw say they used to clink not to spill the wine into each other, but to show that I'm clinking and I'm not mixing because I trust you. Anyways, let's fight it. Kuf Ayin Hey.
The manner of not saying anything also makes sense, because the whole point of saying Sabri is that everybody should not be in the middle of eating and talking. So not saying something also has a basis.
Uh-huh. So it could be Ashkenazim, someone said not to say L'chaim. Well, listen to Savri, but not answer L'chaim. I think what you meant to say is because you might end up saying L'chaim as the guy already started saying the bracha.
And while eating, one was to make sure that you eating or drinking.
Okay. Or during the meal, you wouldn't answer L'chaim because you're in the middle of, you're still eating. You have to take a chance to swallow. So once they don't say L'chaim during the meal, they will never say L'chaim. Okay, you let us know. L'chai. Okay. Kuf Ayin Hey. Alright, this is an interesting siman. Ooh, let's see if we can finish. Birkat Hatov Vehameti Val Yayin. Aleph. Heviu Lehem Yayin Acher. Eino Mevarech Berpri Agefen, Aval Mevarech Alav Hatov Vehameti. So now, you already had a cup of wine, and you already said Berpri Agefen. And now you get another cup of wine from a different type of wine, a different bottle. So, it seems to be that there's a chovah, it's not just an optional, that there's a mitzvah, a chovah on some level, to say hatov v'hametiv. Right? You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, hatov v'hametiv. Instead of saying Berei Pri Hagafen, and even if you're not chayav to say Berei Pri Hagafen. Because if you have in mind to drink any bottle of wine that they're going to give you, if it's your house, someone else's house, and you have in mind to drink different bottles of wine, you say one Berei Pri Hagafen, and that covers all the future bottles you're going to get. But there's a separate bracha. For every new bottle of wine, you're supposed to say Hatov Ameitiv. We'll see some details as we go along. And this is supposed to be a bracha of Shavach, that you get more wine and more shavach, that you say hatov v'hametiv, it's a shavach to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now they do say, though, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, other places, that why do you say hadavcha hatov v'hametiv? Right, not everyone says this, but it's in order to remind us of what happened with Beitar, as we're going to get to that whole bracha, the whole fourth bracha, Birkat HaMazon, which was a bit of a sad story. And again, this relates to what we mentioned before, to remind us of death, in order to that we don't want to drink too much. Just it's like breaking the glass. Just a little something to remind us not to lose ourselves. Okay. Yeah, but it reminds you, again, it's a drash. I don't think this is the main correct, but it reminds you, HaTov HaMeitiv, the fourth bracha of Birkat HaMazon was, and the reason why they said the bracha, HaTov HaMeitiv, was because of, they had a chance to bury the bodies from Beitar. So yeah, it's a little bit of a drash there. But anyways, the main thing is to give shavach. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives you a shavach of yain and something good, we want to give shavach to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay. Let's read a little bit more, and then we're going to get into some caveats. Okay. Now, the Haggah continues, Afagav she'en lo od min harishon. So here's our first caveat. Now, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, even if you finished your first bottle completely, and now you bring out another bottle, it's a new bottle, you're supposed to say Hatov v'hametiv. Now, there is an opinion among the Rishonim that you don't say Hatov v'hametiv if you still have some of the, if you finish the first bottle. You only say Hatov v'hametiv if you have some of the first bottle left over. Because then you really see like one bottle of wine after another. Well, you still see, you know, one bottle still has wine, and then you bring another bottle. It's more of a more elaborate. And therefore, Chazal wanted you to say Hatov v'hametiv. Now, so many Achronim, even though the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say you should say a Tov HaMeitiv if you finished it, many Achronim say Safek Brachos HaHakel, you don't. Okay. V'lav davka eviyu lehem mechadash, elohu adin yimaya lehem mitchilat shtei yeinot, mevarchin al sheni HaTov HaMeitiv. Now, even though you knew about the second bottle, and according to the, here, let's finish reading the Haggah. V'davka shelo ayu lefan av yachad kishaberach bepri hagefen, so really, to understand this better, you're going to have to see Gimel. But you see, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and even if you had both bottles on the table when you said Berei Pri HaGefen, since they're two different bottles, when you say the second one, you're supposed to say Hatov V'Ametiv. There is an opinion that says if it was on the table, you don't. It's a minority opinion. But the main opinion is, again, especially with this bracha, there's a lot of different opinions and caveats. And if you stack them, you stack up every achron with each his own chiddush, his own chiddush of chumrah, the bracha doesn't get said too often. But according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and most poskim, even if they're both there, okay, it's in your house, or even if it's not in your house, okay. Let's go on. Bet. Mevarchin hatov v'hametiv al kol shinui yain min astam. Now, you say this on every new bottle of wine. Afila eni yodea she'asheni meshubach merishon, kol she'eni yodea shugar ruah mimenu. So if the second bottle is worse, like you go from wine to grape juice, or perhaps you go from certainly an expensive bottle of wine to a cheaper bottle of wine. I guess we have to bring in a wine connoisseur to, but basically, any time you know that you're going down in value or quality, then you don't say it. But any time you're not sure, then you do say. I saw someone say about Yain Mevushal, make the distinction. But in my opinion, when Yain Mevushal, for most normal people, you don't notice the difference. And I would probably defer, and you go based more on the wine connoisseur and the price tag. But the fact that it's mevushal or not mevushal, I don't think makes a difference. And we know that many wines that are mevushal it's just a flash pasteurization. You're not really cooking it. And it can be better than a wine that wasn't mevushal. So it really depends on case-by-case basis on the wine by itself. I would not make any kind of blanket statement like that. So anyways, any wine that's equal or better, you say Hatov Ve'Ameitiv. Only if you're going down, then you would say that you don't say the Hatov Ve'Ameitiv. And what the Rama was saying at the end is, if you have both bottles of wine in front of you, we're going to see in Gimel, then you're going to end up saying Hagefen on the better one, because that's just the more appropriate thing to do. So once you say a bracha on the better one, and the next one is worse, so then you're not going to say a bracha on the second one. But if, for whatever reason, you had a bunch of bottles, and whatever it is, as long as you're going the same level or more, or higher, you're just going to, even if they're both brought out, you're going to say, Hatov Ve'Hameitiv. Okay. So, Haga. Ve'ein. 1 second. And I just want to point out that even when you get two bottles of wine that are identical, the same company, the same that, generally speaking, you're going to say Hatov Ve'Ameitiv on the same wine, because it generally comes from a different vat or a different barrel, unless you know that it's probably from the same barrel. Okay, Haga Ve'Ein Chiluk Bein Shneim Chadashim Echad Chadash Ve'Echad Yashan. It doesn't matter old or new, unless you assume that the newer one is lower value. Vafilu shatu menu tov shloshim yom, and it doesn't matter even though you drink wine, in less than 30 days, that has nothing to do with the bracha of Hatov Ve'Ameitiv. We know that by other brachot, sometimes you only say it once in 30 days. Hatov Ve'Ameitiv, you can say many times, even in one meal, for every new bottle. Yesh omrim de'im shata atchila yayin adom vevil yayin levan. If you go from red to white, alpha pishu yeter garua mevarech Hatov Ve'Ameitiv. Some say you go from, even if it's a lower quality, if Lavan is considered, according to this opinion, a lower quality, why do you say it? You can still say Hatov Ve'Ameitiv if yishuhu bari laguf yeter min adam, because this opinion felt that white wine is healthier than red wine. Gimel. Heviu lo yayin rav yayin tov keachad. You have two bottles of wine. Yivarech miyad bepri agefen ala tov upoter etara. So you should say a bracha only on the better one, bepri agefen, and you have in mind for all wine, and then the next one, by definition, is lower, and therefore you wouldn't say a bracha. Lo yivarech ala ra tchila bepri agefen, kedei levarech achara vatov yametiv. And you shouldn't reverse the order so that you could get yourself in a chance to say atov yametiv. That's inappropriate. Every step in life, you do what's right now. What's correct first. The general rule is whatever is the ikar, and whatever the chaviv is, that's what you say the bracha first. So we'll finish off tomorrow. We'll quickly read the last three halachot, and then we'll just sum up a bunch of different, I guess, chumras and opinions, and we'll see a full picture by tomorrow.